Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Parrigian and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Parrigian, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
Man, I could be better, but I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I guess I could say I'm in the same boat, you know, but all that's in the past. It's officially baseball season. Nothing else. We ain't got nothing else to concentrate. Well, we can give our love to some non-revenue sports. You know, softball is going on, although Auburn, I wouldn't say they're exactly playing softball. I think they're just going out there to have some fun.
If you understand. That was supposed to be, right?
If you understand what I'm saying, but we get to talk to about a sport that we brought us a lot of misery as well, just like basketball.
Yeah, you know, definitely brought me a little bit more misery this past weekend than I was hoping for. But
well, you want to tell us why that is?
Auburn did win the series against Alabama. You know, that is what it is. I didn't expect it to go the way it did. I didn't expect Friday night to happen at all. I think you even texted me and said that was unexpected. I know it was an unexpected thing that you were very happy about. But, you know, being there and watching that in person, that was just miserable. But I did say when we got a hit that nobody no-hits the Tide. So nobody no-hits us. I'm sure they have before. But and then going into Saturday, you win game two. Down 5-4, or it was 4-4. You go down 5-4, bottom eight after a wild pitch. And as soon as he threw the wild pitch, I'm not even kidding. I'm like, is this how it's going to happen? I was like, is this how it's going to be? And then LeBron. And I mean, found a way to get us a game. But I've said the entire time, you just can never get swept. And, you know, I did pick us to go down there and win it because I thought game three was competitive until that four spot. You know, when they gave up the four spot in the bottom of the first, I was like, okay, you know, then bounce back with three. Thought it would stay close, but just couldn't really get over that hump. And so, I mean, when your starting pitcher on game three gives you a third of an inning, what else are you supposed to do? You know, lose the series, but, you know, just didn't get swept. So there's always a positive.
Yeah. I mean, I think Auburn's definitely happy. You know, obviously you want to sweep, but they're happy just getting a 2-3. I mean, Auburn was coming in there on a four-game losing streak after getting swept by Georgia. But then also, I guess, getting swept in the midweeks by UAB since we lost our best. So it was much needed for Auburn. Kind of got us back on track, back in the hosting conversation. I wouldn't say we're there yet, but I think we're in the conversation right now. And, you know, Auburn, I mean, I don't think outside of, you know, the two-run home run by LeBron, which it was bound to happen sometime during the weekend. It was bound to happen kind of thing. Auburn was happy with their pitching. I don't think they really walked as many as we did at Georgia, so that's happy. And, you know, you had guys like, I mean, your freshman catcher went 5-for-5 or 4-for-4 on Friday night, and then you were able to get a whole game, seven innings by Sam Dutton with, like you said, one hit. So that allowed Auburn to be a little flexible on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, and I mean, really didn't throw bad at all. I mean, made good decisions when they had to, and executed pitches, which is what you got to do. And so, you know, Alabama can't say the same about especially Sunday, or what you consider Sunday game or game three, or and Friday night too. I mean, your game one and game two starters give you a combined 1 1/3, and you gave up 10 earned. That's not very good.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I would say that that's not very good, and that goes back to that the stats that we were looking at before. You know, that 5.8 ERA, and that adds up to it, and that helps. I was kind of out talking to somebody near where the players come out after the game, and one of the coaches, I think, said that, you know, just kind of need a, you know, you don't put yourself in that situation if you just, you know, you just need better starts. And that's just what it is. Like, if you, I think if you could have had a, you know, better start out of both pitchers, especially the game three, the score may have been different. Now, how much better? Don't really know. But, you know, just not to give up 10 earned in an inning and a third between the both of them. You know, if you could limit that number to maybe six, it's a different story on game three, or probably not game one, because it just seemed like it didn't matter what you threw. I'm almost just striking the ball. So it is what it is. Went on there. Did drive back through Montgomery in a tornado warning. So that is something I didn't really – that wasn't the most fun. But, you know, just to add to the weekend.
Right. I'm glad that you got to experience that great weekend in person, kind of thing. Speaking of teams that also had a great weekend, Texas, man. I mean, Texas going out there and sweeping Georgia. You walk off the, I think it was on Sunday. It was on. I know it was game three, but I couldn't remember if they played Saturday or Sunday. They were able to walk off Georgia to Kansas sweep, and then you know you won the first game. I think it was 4-1, 5-1, something like that, and you were able to, you know, just take care of business at home. And it was very impressive, and it was, you know, earned them the number two ranking in the country right now.
Yeah, I think another. I don't want to call it a surprise, but I mean Vandy going to Florida. I mean Florida. Mm-hmm. Bowed down again, man. Just couldn't do it. And, you know, I think they won. I know they won Sunday 11-3, won game two, 3-2 on Saturday. And then on Friday night, they won
6-0.
Yeah. So, you know, but I think our biggest surprise has to be A&M going and taking the series at Tennessee, right?
Yeah. I mean, and that not even they took after getting no hit. They played Friday night, right? Yeah, they get no hit Friday night, and then you turn around and they played a doubleheader. I think it was Saturday or maybe it was Sunday. They played a doubleheader somewhere, and then you know get blown out in both games. A&M blew Tennessee out at home in both games, kind of thing. Me and you have both been talking about it. I mean, there's a reason that we put their head coach as Michael Early as their coach of the year. Bad pick, but there's a reason that we had him there is because we knew A&M could swing the bat if they could ever figure out how to do it. And you know, it finally happened this past weekend. But they got to be able to. I mean, and then in the midweek last night versus Sam Houston, a little bit lower competition, but competition of the set, they were able to run roll Sam Houston. So maybe we see a different A&M team on the back half.
I really think that someone on the podcast might have said that they think that it was more likely for Tennessee to sweep than it was for A&M win a game. And I think whoever said that, the other one agreed. So we both are in the same boat. I said that I thought that it would be a lot easier for Tennessee to sweep than it would be for A&M to take a game. Because just with how they've looked, they haven't looked competitive at all. But down the stretch, I mean, this looks like a good – I mean, this weekend seems like a good one for them to kind of get back on track with South Carolina to come to town. And then, you know, next weekend they have
– I think it's Arkansas.
So, okay. You know, you need to get back on track now before you run into that buzzsaw because that's going to be all you can handle. But, you know, overall, I just thought it was a great weekend of baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it's just – and it kind of shows you baseball. It really does. And, you know, no hitting, getting no hit on Friday night, and then you turn around and that, you know, that no hit. I mean, a lot of teams would get no hit by Liam Doyle if they faced him so many times. And, you know, he's earned him co-pitcher of the week kind of thing. But then you just turn around and just explode against a decent staff. I mean, Tennessee's got – you know, they're – I think they're top of the half in ERA kind of stuff. I mean, they're decent staff, but it didn't matter. A&M just – I mean, it was bound to happen at some point.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think baseball is the stupidest sport ever. Because you never know. Anything can happen, and that's why I think it's stupid, but it's so good.
One of the things that I'm not so certain about happening is Missouri getting the conference win.
You don't think so? I mean, they're going to win one. There's no way they don't win one.
Does Bama play Missouri somehow? Yes. Do
they? And they will take one against Bama, 100%.
Well, Auburn does not, which is, you know, I'd love to play Missouri. I'd love some free games, if you like to call it. But it would be the most Auburn thing to give Missouri their first, not even their first Auburn, not even their first win, their first series win.
Yeah, no. Alabama plays them next weekend. Alabama is at LSU, and then they play them after LSU. So it'd be nice to come off of a series loss and maybe bounce back.
Yep. So, I mean, Arkansas swept them. I didn't really pay attention. I just saw the final score.
One of the games, they won 21-3. So, then they won 14-4. I think they run ruled them in every game.
Let's see. If the SEC app will update, I can tell you exactly. Okay. 21-3. On Saturday, and then they played the doubleheader on Sunday, and it was 14-4 and 16-2. So you had scored 30 combined runs. You scored 30 runs on Saturday. I mean Sunday, and you scored 21 on Saturday for a combined 51 runs scored in a series.
So 17 runs a game. Is
some would say that's pretty good. Some would.
We are some. So, and I would consider that to be pretty good. But one more thing for the weekend is, I was said something about Alabama going to LSU. LSU looked really, really good this weekend. They used five pitchers in 27 innings. Game one starter went in all nine. So,
14 Ks, 9 innings, 135 pitches. 91 of them were strikes.
that's good, I'd say.
That's saying. So, also something else we need to touch on. Mississippi State was able to get a series win after losing the first game to South Carolina. They were able to bounce back with the next two. Maybe they can get a little bit rolling and get themselves back into postseason conversation. I'm really starting to doubt South Carolina in the even in being even the conversation. I think it's almost time to rule them out. I mean, Missouri got ruled out 2 weeks into conference play. So and Florida's getting very, very close too. Florida was able to get that good win last night versus Florida State. I mean, kind of thing. So, but I'm sure the Florida fans are happy to trade that basketball national championship for one down year of baseball.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Looking at last week, the results, Wells went 7-1. I think the only series we got that I think we both got this one wrong.
Tennessee A&M.
Tennessee A&M, and then I went 6-2, getting A&M and then Alabama wrong. And then that puts our overall results at Wells is 26-6, and I am 22-10. I'm going to try and get one back, but I know that probably won't happen. Every time I try to press my luck runs out. So, but yeah, we're going to hop into the power rankings for this week. At 16, we got Missouri 0-12. I haven't won a game yet, so still at the bottom. Florida's at 15, 1-11. Just got swept at home by Vandy. And then 14, we have South Carolina, who's 2-10. Just, coming off of a serious loss at State, just not looking that great. And then State's at 13 at 3-9. So kind of have them in order of, record wise, but just how they stack up. I mean, Florida and Missouri play this weekend. So they're combined 1-23 in conference play. So if you'd have said that going at the beginning of at the beginning of conference play, I think you would have probably lost me.
What do you we'll interrupt it real quick. What do you think is worse, us having Florida at 5-6 or in our preseason predictions, or having Coach of the Year of Michael early right now?
I definitely think the fact I would probably say Florida, just because, like, I mean, they just haven't they I feel like they've just bowed down every game. I mean, they just haven't looked really that good at all. So,
Yep. So just as a reminder, we know ball. So at 12, Kentucky, I'm 5-7, and this is going to sound a little counterintuitive. We have A&M at 11, but because this is power rankings and not real rankings, even though Kentucky got the series versus A&M last weekend, we had to respect going to Knoxville and getting the series win. So, Kentucky hasn't got swept yet. That they've only lost, I mean, they've only won one series though, and that was against A&M. So we decided that A&M deserved to be in that 3-9, and that they probably won't be there long. But just for right now, at 10, we have Oklahoma 5-7, who, started the year decent and then just kind of been on a slide since they played Alabama. I guess the tide broke them, you could say. Getting swept last week to LSU though, it's at home, was not good. So we have them at 10, and then 9, we have Alabama 7-5 after losing the series to Auburn.
Yeah, at 8 we have Auburn after winning the series against Alabama. They're at 6-6, and then Vandy's at 7, who's 7-5, coming off of a big sweep at Florida. Ole Miss is at 6 or 8, or they're 8-4. They just came off of a big series win at Kentucky, and like we said before, we don't really know what to think about them yet, just because they started off with or they started off with.
I think it was Arkansas, Missouri,
Arkansas.
Florida, and then last weekend versus Kentucky.
Yeah, but I just couldn't figure out. They did start off. God, am I? You just said it. Arkansas. They started off with Arkansas at home. Yeah, so I think what they lost that series, right?
2-1.
So, just don't really know what to think about them just yet. So, got them at 6, and then Georgia's at 5, dropping from, I think we had them at 2 last week. Yeah, we had them at 2 last week. They dropped all the way to 5 after getting swept at Texas.
Four is Tennessee. Tennessee slides out of the one spot after losing the series to A&M. Still think they're a good ball club, but you know, couldn't put them over the other three after losing to a team that came into the series with only one conference win. So Tennessee at 4, LSU at 3, 10-2. That's a pretty good number 3 team in the SEC right now. You know, their only two losses were when they lost the series at Texas. Everything else they've swept, so they've been doing pretty good. Which, granted, I think it was Missouri, Ella, Mississippi State, and I forgot who the other one, who their other team. So they haven't exactly played the world beaters yet, but you know, not losing games is hard, no matter who you're playing, kind of thing. So we have them at 3. 2 is Arkansas, which we went back and forth a little bit on this one. Arkansas 11-1, you know, scored 51 runs on the road versus Missouri is impressive. They're hitting 62% higher than anybody else in the conference. They're hitting 361. LSU's at next at 299. So, you know, they're really, really good. But we had to put Texas at 1 just because, you know, you sweep our number 3 team in the power rankings, who I believe was number 2 or 3 in the country, according to D1, and you go in there and sweep them. So we decided that earned, you know, they got a series wins now versus LSU and Georgia. So we think Texas has earned that one spot at 11-1.
Yeah, you know, and like you said, this isn't just based off of overall. It's based off of overall and the past week. So, I mean, if you're going to go based off the past week, they both did sweep. But Texas was at 1. No, Tennessee was at 1 last week, and we had Texas above Arkansas. So, you know, didn't really feel like they jumped them. Now, if Arkansas would have swept Georgia and Texas would have played Missouri, like if they were flipped, probably would have. But yeah. I think, you know, based off the quality of the opponent that you sweep, I feel like that gives you a little more off of that.
All right, jumping into our games this week. Thursday night, if you want to watch competitive baseball but not good baseball, we have the two series for you. The Thursday, April 10th through Saturday, April 12th series. The first one we have on the spreadsheet right here, Missouri, 12-20, 0-12 in conference play versus Florida. Florida's 21-14, 1-11 in conference play. Jacob, do you see Missouri getting a series win this weekend?
I don't think they're going to win the series, no. I think if they're going to win one, though, this would be the ball club to do it against. But I'm going to go Florida to do it at home. You know, I don't know which one that they would win. Wouldn't even count on them winning a series, but I'm going to go with the Gators to get it done at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take Florida as well. I mean, maybe I guess I'm going to say Florida beating Florida State at home gives me a little confidence. But, you know, midweeks are midweeks. You got to kind of throw them out kind of thing. So, and I guess, you know, you said a few episodes last year it was Florida was losing all their midweeks and winning in their series. Well, it's kind of been a little reverse. They've been able to win some of their midweeks, but they haven't been able to win a series. But the luck's going to change this week. And unfortunately, I think Missouri is going to keep losing. But I think you're right. I think Missouri does win one.
Yeah, I don't think they'll lose all three.
I mean, if they don't, good Lord. You know, looking at Missouri's schedule right here, they're going to, like we said, they'll probably win one. But they play
Oklahoma down the street. They play Oklahoma.
Alabama. Georgia, A&M, and State. So, I mean,
I think they may win two against State.
I don't know, dude. At State? No, it's at home. It is at home. We'll see.
When it comes to week 10, stay tuned.
All right. So now we have South Carolina 20-14, 2-10 in conference play versus A&M. A&M is 17-15, 3-9 in conference play. I'm going to take A&M. I'm going to take A&M at home. You know, they have a little momentum, hopefully, on a little 3-game winning streak, taking the back 2 versus Tennessee and then the midweek versus Sam Houston. And it's at home. So let's hope I think the bats will stay alive. And I think South Carolina after this week is probably going to be officially toast.
Yeah. I'm going to go A&M at home as well. South Carolina, I just don't know. You know, if A&M being as hot as they are right now on a three-game win streak, I just don't know if South Carolina is going to be able to do it going into A&M. If it was at South Carolina, you may maybe think about it a little bit more, but I think that home field advantage is going to work for A&M this weekend. So that's it for the games that start on Thursday, or the series that start on Thursday, the series that start on Friday, and go through Sunday. The first one is number 1 Arkansas, who's 31-3, 11-1 in conference play, versus or at number 7 Georgia, who's 30-5, 8-4 in conference play. Man, this is a tough one. But I'm gonna go Arkansas on the road. I think Arkansas and their bats get it done. I mean, they just put up 51 runs in three games. So I'm going to go with Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm going to take Arkansas as well. You know, people say Foley Park is a little league park. Some people are as me. But, you know, so Arkansas is able to hit a lot of home runs and hit a lot on a regular park. The logic falls that they'll be able to do it at Georgia. You know, Georgia pitching staff is not that great. I mean, they're decent, but they're not great. You know, I don't think Georgia gets swept for sure. I don't see Georgia on a six-game SEC losing streak kind of thing. And I could see, you know, and maybe if Georgia would have went to Texas and won last week, I might have leaned them a little bit right here. But because of just, you know, eye test the past 2 weeks, I got to take Arkansas.
Yeah. All right. The next series is number two, Texas, who's 27-4, 11-1 at Kentucky, who's 18-12, 5-7 in conference play. Who you got?
Texas. I ain't got a lot to say right here. You know, it's been 2 weeks in a row that we didn't really address this earlier, but there's 2 weeks ago where, you know, Kentucky and them have been jarring a little bit. They've been a little feisty with their head coach. Remind me,
Mingione, yeah.
Mingione kind of thing. Hey, you know, he's had some words for folks the past 2 weekends, and he'll probably have to have some more words this past weekend because I just think Texas is going to sweep them. Or I don't know. I said sweep them. Kentucky hasn't got swept yet. I think if they do, this is probably the series that's going to happen, though. So give me Texas to win.
Yeah, I'm going to go Texas as well on the road. I just don't know if Kentucky has enough to win two at home for sure.
All right, now we got number three, LSU. LSU 31-3, 10-2 in conference play. At number 11, Auburn. Auburn is 23-10, 6-6 against conference play. Jacob, which Tigers are going to win in Plainsman Park?
I think the LSU Tigers are going to win at Plainsman Park, and I hope they do. I hope Auburn never wins another game at anything ever again. I hope their horses lose every equestrian race. I hope their softball team continues to suck. Go Tigers. LSU Tigers.
Yeah, I'm going to take LSU as well. You know, last weekend beating Alabama gave me a little momentum. I mean, they have a little momentum. They were able to beat Georgia Tech in the midweek. So, I mean, that's four straight ranked wins for Auburn. But I think that streak's going to come to an end. I like LSU to go into Plainsman Park and get the job done. You know, Friday night could be a little rough. You know, Auburn's Friday night guy is an LSU transfer, so maybe he walks out there with a little swagger and tries to show his team up. But I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah, they got another good arm coming out on Friday too. So,
yep. So, all right, Mississippi State 20-13, 3-9 in conference play, goes on the Battle of 82. Some have said at number 12, Alabama. Alabama is 28-6, 7-5 in conference play. I'm gonna take the Tide to bounce back. I think the Tide are gonna. I think they're gonna beat Mississippi State. You know, Mississippi State's. I don't know, man. I just think I want them to win. You know, college baseball is great when Mississippi State is great because the dude over there is the best atmosphere in college baseball, kind of thing. But I just don't see it. Just don't see it. And I think Lamona's seats just keeps getting hotter and hotter.
Man, I don't want to do it.
Do it.
I don't. I don't know, man. This reminds me of 2 years ago when they were mm-hmm. skid and came in Tuscaloosa and won two. But I'm gonna have to trust it and go with Alabama to get it done at home.
Too much of a homer for that. He's too much of a homer.
Yeah, something's just got me like. I don't know. Something's just got me thinking that it could happen again. I just hope they don't, you know, I hope that's not the case, but it just feels like regardless of what year, Mississippi State can suck, but they've just got Alabama's number, it feels like. So maybe Alabama can find a way to get it done this weekend. All right. The next series is number five, Tennessee, who's 29-4, 9-3 in conference play, at number six, Ole Miss, who's 26-7, 8-4 in conference play. Part of me really wants to go Ole Miss, but I'm going to go Tennessee on the road.
Yeah.
Go with the ball.
Yeah, I'm going to take Tennessee as well. I don't see them losing two series in a row. And like you said earlier, I don't know what to think of Ole Miss. You know, they played Arkansas, lost two or three to Arkansas at home. And, you know, even the games that they've been playing against the teams that are not, you know, world beaters with Florida and Kentucky, they've struggled a little bit. You know, they haven't exactly dominated those teams kind of thing. So I expect Tennessee to come in here and get the win. I think it's going to be a competitive series. I mean, you hope to be it's a competitive series when you got 5 and 6 playing each other. But give me Tony Vautel and the boys to go into Swayze and get the road win or series win.
All right, and the final series of the weekend is number 17 Vanderbilt, who is 25-8, 7-5 in conference play, at number 19 Oklahoma, who's 23-9, 5-7 in conference play. Who you got?
Take Vandy. You know, they went on the road and swept Florida last week, kind of thing. They played decent ball after as of late, you know, getting swept versus Arkansas, but I'm not going to hold Arkansas sweeping you against you too bad because of how good they're playing right now. I think it's a, you know, it's a big series for both teams. I think Vanderbilt really, you know, you got to have this series if you want to try and get in the hosting conversation. And then Oklahoma, you just got to have it to stop the bleeding. Oklahoma's got to have it to stop the bleeding. So because Florida got the road series, and granted it was versus Florida last weekend, I'm going to take them to, and LSU got swept at home last weekend. I'm going to take Vanderbilt to get the road series win.
This is the one I'm going to try and get back. I'm going to go the Sooners at home. They've been at home. Helps them out a little bit. That didn't this past weekend, but LSU is just a buzzsaw. So, but I'm going to go Oklahoma and the Witherspoon brothers to try and get it done at home.
All right, in the sweepers. And I will say, I was naming LSU's series that they had won, and I forgot to mention the series that they played last weekend, which was Oklahoma. So there's your third series, you know, playing Oklahoma, Missouri, and Mississippi State, and then you play in Texas. So look at the idiot right here trying to report a podcast. Can't remember last week's games, even though we talked about it to start the episode. But for my sweeper this week, got another one back I had. So now me and Jacob were tied at 3-1 apiece because he had Tennessee sweeping A&M. That didn't happen. And I had Texas sweeping Missouri, that did happen. So because I had the Missouri game last week, Jacob gets first pick this week, Jacob. And who is your sweeper this week?
It's not going to be Florida. I don't think Florida's going to sweep Missouri. So Missouri is officially off the pick this week for a sweeper. I know they haven't, but I'm going to go Arkansas to sweep Georgia.
That's bold right there. I like it. I'm here for it.
I want to take Arkansas to sweep Georgia. I don't. I just looking at them, man. That Texas Kentucky. It's Kentucky good enough to get a game? I don't know. With it being at home, probably going to be 27 degrees up there because it's never warm in Kentucky. So we'll go Arkansas. Go to the Hogs. They go on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to take LSU to sweep Auburn. You know, this was
great pick.
This was a common occurrence if you are crazy and listen to us last year. We had whoever Auburn was playing sweeping them a lot last year, and most of the time that was correct. So I don't know, man. I just LSU went to Oklahoma, kind of dominated that series last week, and you know, Auburn, a little momentum kind of thing, but I guess, you know, go back to my old saying, you know, pick against Auburn and either be happy because I get my sweeper right or be happy because Auburn won a game. So give me LSU to sweep Auburn at Auburn. So both me and Jacob both have road sweepers this week.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I think I'm hoping by the end of the weekend we'll see Mizzou have their first win and we'll see what else would be fun to see? I think A&M, you know, it'd be fun to see South Carolina go sweep A&M. That'd be fun.
Well, you know, from my point of view, if we're just talking about fun, I'd love for Mississippi State to win. I'd love for Auburn to win the series. Realistically, I mean, I don't know, man. That Arkansas, if you see Arkansas sweep Georgia, I don't care what Tennessee does this week. I think Arkansas might jump in our power rankings.
Because of
how impressive that is. And, as far as fun, maybe not, but I am really, really intrigued to see what this Ole Miss team looks like versus legit competition.
Yeah, Liam Doyle coming back home.
Storyline. I didn't even think about that.
So we'll see. Does he look better than he did against State and Hoover last year? We'll see. But I think that's all we got for episode 5 of season 7 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week.